construction are actually nuclear site and certain measures being taken there. The capacity at Iraq site is not going to increase. That's what we mean. It means no new nuclear fuel will be produced and no new installations will be installed, but construction will continue there. Research and development on the current on an arrangement, we will maintain the situation during the coming 6 months. Of course, on a general scale, research and development will continue. Whatever it is under the IAEA supervision, we will continue that. But we have said that we will not accept anything which will lead to a decrease in our scientific research. So research and development in the activities regarding the areas which are under the IAEA and the uranium enrichment will continue as it is today under the current situation. Over the coming 6 months, we will not build any new enrichment sites, enrichment facilities. Of course, we have not had any new plans so far, but anyway, that's what we have committed to do. Actually, we will not build reprocessing facilities. Iran has no plan for reprocessing and all that. Reprocessing means means extracting plutonium from nuclear waste. We have never ever had that reprocessing program. This means maintaining the status quo. So the other side will do certain steps and we will take certain measures to maintain the current status and maintain the status quo. The next step concerns decrease. One part is decrease. When it comes to that one, in that part, we just do one point. We will not produce 20% enriched uranium. That's all. Again, I'm saying that at Norto and Fordo, where we would produce 20% enriched uranium, in the Almaty proposal, we were supposed to change the piping system, which would take 9 months to change back to the current situation. So we have accepted the proposals that we can to actually the cascades, nuclear cascades, and the under the normal situation, they produce 5% enriched uranium, and if they are connected, they can produce 20% enriched uranium. This is something which is reversible. So this is a technical point that we have made it, the Supreme National Security Council. The second part, which I think it is not decrease, but I consider it as a kind of decrease. Half of the 20% enriched uranium will be changed to uranium oxide. This is something that we have been doing. That we have around 500, 470, 480 kilograms of 20% enriched uranium have been produced. Almost half of them have already been turned into oxide. The remaining around 200 kilograms, we have undertaken to change the remaining half. Around 100 kilograms to oxide. So, and now we will change the remaining 100 kilograms to 3.5% enriched uranium. And this is what we will do concerning decreasing our activities. Maybe another point which could be interpreted as decrease is that production of new centrifuges. Because we are not going to install new centrifuges, we are going to maintain our capability, not increase it. So production of new centrifuges will be limited to the number that we need to replace our old ones. And of course, I consider that decrease, but under normal circumstances, when you are not going to install new centrifuges, you don't need to. So technically speaking, the production of centrifuges production of first, we don't seem it advisable to produce first generation centrifuges, because first generation centrifuges need to be modernized to second and next generation centrifuges. But what I consider that as decrease is the thing that I told you. The other points which have been mentioned here are aimed at transparency. They are just transparency measures. Here we could just mention one sentence to say that Iran will continue its transparency measures with the IAEA, and that's all. That's what they liked. But we went into details and we held consultations and all that, and we discussed what transparency arrangements can we take and what transparency measures can we make. And that's they are the measures that we are already taking, those transparency measures and all that. So everything that has been mentioned here in the text, most of them are already underway. Most of those measures are already underway, have already been done. Look, the 20% enriched uranium that we agreed to turn half of the 20% enriched uranium to oxide. So we have already produced 500 kilograms of 20% enriched uranium. But how is it that now we only have 200 kilograms of 20% enriched uranium? Because so far we have been changing the rest, the 300 kilograms, to 5% enriched uranium. We have already been doing that. And we have made offered access to IAEA inspectors to Fordo and all that. Just the point is that no report has been prepared. So this is something that we have been doing. But the transparency measures, we have actually enumerated them and detailed so that they will not be able to find a pretext later. So that's something that we have already done. And we have stipulated that in the text. Another point is that, and what measures should the other side take? Certain suspensions of sanctions. One of the suspensions of sanctions, they are part of decreases. Suspension of EU and US sanctions on oil trading and banking transactions related to oil trading. You know, today, if a country is able to buy oil from Iran, the refinery that refines that oil, it will be insured. Of course, yesterday I heard that the EU has removed the insurance ban. They do not insure the refinery. They do not insure the ship tanker, oil tankers. This is part of that. Suspension of U.S. and EU sanctions on petrochemical services and related services. And the petrochemical sector, over the coming 6 months, this will save the country $6 billion. This suspension of sanctions, $1 billion of which will go to the government sector, $5 billion will be the revenues of the private sector, and also the relevant services are important in order for them to bring that money into Iran. They do not have to actually add any more money, any commission, for the sake of transferring that money to Iran. As I said, when the sanctions are lifted, the money could be officially transferred into the country, maybe at less than 1% commission. So this is the second commitment that they have made. Suspension of U.S. and EU sanctions on gold and precious metals sector and related services. They will suspend, lift those sanctions. Let me say loud and clear that these sanctions, all of them, are illegitimate and illegal. I have told them. So when we are saying that they are suspending the sanctions, it does not mean that we are accepting those sanctions. And I said that even in that meeting, and even Fabius told me that why are you, if you don't accept them, why are you accepting the lifting of them? I'm saying that the UN sanctions are illegal, bilateral sanctions are illegal.
Well, that has been a Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif addressing the Iranian parliament, of course, once again explaining the situation and dealing with the agreement that Iran has gone into with the P5+1. Of course, we know that it's a historic agreement, but now he's addressing and explaining the specifics of that agreement, because we know from different capitals in the world there have been different comments that seem contradictory to what the Iranians have said. So he's explaining exactly what is what he meant, what is meant by the agreement, and basically said that the red line was definitely adhered to, that Iran definitely has the right to continue the enrichment of uranium. And he was talking about also the suspension of sanctions on the oil industry, also on some gold and precious metals, and that they would be able to officially bring in the money from those sales, because we know, as he's just said, that the sanctions have been illegal and that they had prevented Iran from actually getting their money back into the country because of financial sanctions. Anyway, that has been a part of the foreign minister's speech talking to Parliament today. Make sure you stay with us.